Learning the Sicha on Purim in Chelek Chaf Aleph on page 206. The Shir today is being learnt Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Binyamin ben Rabbi Menashe Koltman. As Varet detailed in Medrash, the Medrash relates regarding the story of Purim as Nachtem, wie es in der Nachtem geworden, Haman's Igris mit der Gzeira of Yidden, wie nit nu beyad Haman. After the decree against the Yidden that was signed and was given over to the hands of Haman, then Haman mit kol b'necha b'rasei gegangen zufriedene heit. So Haman with his entire entourage were going very happy and confident with themselves. Und haben begegnet Mordechai. And they encountered, they found Mordechai. Mordechai hat damals gesehen, schleiche tinoikis shoyu boam in beis ha-sefer. Mordechai noticed then that there were three children that were coming from cheder, from school. Is er sie noch gelaufen? So Mordechai ran after the children. Und Haman mit seinen Chabure sind ihm noch gegangen, bichtei zu hören, was Mordechai wird sie fragen. And Haman and his entourage followed Mordechai to see what it is it that Mordechai is going to ask of them. Kimi shigia Mordechai et latinaikis. When Mordechai came to the children, shal echad mem psoik li psukecha. He asked one of the children, yeah, tell me a pasik. Amalei, so the child said to him, Al tira mipachat pisein. The pasuk they learned was, do not be afraid from a sudden fear or a sudden terror. Umishoyas rishayim, and from destruction that comes from the wicked, kisave that may come. That was what the first child said. Then, pasach hasheni, a second child said, Va omar ani kerisi ayayim. I learned today, ubizea pasuk amaditi mibesa sefer. And it's this pasuk that we stopped at when we were in cheder in school learning. Utsu eitzav is sufar. They make all kinds of plans, and the Eibishter destroys them. Dabru davar, they speak words v'lo yakum, and it will not stand. Ki imanu keil, because Hashem is with us. Pasach hashlishi v'amah, the third child opened and said the pasuk that he learned that day. Vadzikna ani hu, and even in your old age, the Eibishter says I'm with you. Vadseva ani espoil, and when you're in your very old age, Hashem says, I will care for you. Ani asisi, I created you. Vani esa, I will carry you. Vani esbel val malet, and I will care for you and I will save you. Those are the three psukim that the children said and told Mordechai they learned that day in yeshiva, in the school. When Mordechai had gehad zeir emfers, when Mordechai hears their answer from the psukim, sochak, he smiled and he was happy. Vayesameach simcha gedela, he was extremely happy. Amalei Haman says to Mordechai, Mai zaysa simcha shesamachta ledivri atinoikis alalu. What is this tremendous joy that you're expressing with these children? Omar, so Mordechai answers, Apsuris toivis shebisruni, for the good news that they told me, Shaleafachit mene eitzahara sheyatzta aleinu, that I should not be afraid of the bad plans that you have devised upon us. Miyad koas Haman arasha, immediately Haman arasha was very angry. V'omar, and he said, Ein ani sheleach yodit chilo elabelo atinoikis. The ones that I'm going to go to first and send my hand to first will be these children. This is the Medrash. Now the time of Pashtus, v'avas Mordechai had sich gefreit, herren die psuche von de kinder. What's the simple reason why Mordechai was so excited and happy when he heard the psukim that the children said? Is weil er hat in dem gesehen an nevuah. Because he saw in this a level of prophecy. As it hat nicht was zu meir haben von Gzeres Haman. He doesn't have anything to be afraid of the decrees of Haman. Und wenn wir gefilmt bekamen, bekäum es beschast dem Indien vom Zeugli Psukecha, we find this concept brought in Gemara in a few different places where you ask a child or someone to say over a Pasuk. As the Pasuk was a Yenuka hat gesagt, that the Pasuk that a child repeats is a ke'en nevuah v'chayetze v'zeh mil. It's some sort of a level of prophecy, some kind of revelation from above of what's going to be in the future when a child says a certain pasuk. So this was Mordechai's happiness and excitement when he heard these psukim of the children. However, this is not enough to explain what Mordechai's excitement was when he heard the psukim from the children. Varom, because apizev, so, oib, das is the teichen, ichki from dem sippur, if this is the main point here in the story, was is the beinigeh to the tzeil and the pratim. So then all the other details in the story, how are they relevant for this? As er hat sich getroffen, kumedik, from beis ha-sefer. That where did he find them? They were coming out. They were coming out from their school. Und, as er seine gewen, drei tenoikis, and that there were three children here. Was haben gesagt, drei psukim, that repeated three different psukim. Why all these details necessary and relevant for the Simcha Gedayla of Mordechai? Avapi as andere prote sipor, even though other details here in the story, vidos as hat angetroffen die Tinaikis, the fact that he just encountered them, nitkegein ze suchen, he didn't go and look for them, but he just bumped into them when they were coming out of school. And also the fact that it was more than just one child that repeated a pasuk that had a content of good news about the future. So this highlights and emphasizes even more the fact that we have here a message of a prophecy. However, this detail that it says here in the Medrash, that where did he find them as they were coming out of school, that's seemingly a detail which is not relevant. And the fact that it says specifically three and not more than three, whatever it was, specifically what's the relevance of the fact that there were three children here? Everything in Torah is precise. So also the order of all the details that is brought here and in the story is also all relevant for the message that was brought from these children in these psukim and the excitement, the simcha gedayla of Mordechai. So the question here is as follows. Aleph, the seder, wie die Tinaikis haben gesagt, die drei psukim, the order and how these children repeated the psukim, first Altira, then Utsu Eitza, and then Vad Zikna, is nit kifi sidran, wie sie stehen in Nach. It's not on the order as they appear in Nach. Die psukim Utsu Eitza und Vad Zikna stehen in Sefi Yeshaya. These two psukim are in Sefi Yeshaya, was is beseda asfarim far Mishle, which comes before Mishle, where steht the pasuk Altira. There it says the pasuk of Altira that was actually mentioned first. Now, Pashtus, we would simply assume, as they say that Alimut von the Tinaikis Bevesa Sefer, that the order of learning of the children in school was, if you say that Asfarim, according to the order, the way it's in the Asfarim, first Teire, then Neviim, and then Ksuvim. So over here, though, the first child that Mordechai asks, what did he learn today? First, he mentions a Pasuk and Mishle, and then the other children from the Psukim in Yeshaya. Uns is Eichnit wie in the Seide, Miram Ocha Lamuktam. And over here, it's also not an order from the later pasuk going back to the earlier pasuk. If for whatever reason, they would be going from the later pasuk. Because then the later pasuk of Vatzikna, which is further in Yeshaya, that should have been the first pasuk mentioned. So what is the order of the three psukim here that these children are telling Mordechai? Beis, another diak here in the story is, wegen ersten Tinnik wird erzählt im Medrash, also hat gleich onken akdome gesagt im Pasuk. That the child immediately, without any introduction, said the Pasuk that he learned that day. Vashenken beim zweiten Tinnik steht, but regarding the second child, it says, Pasach Hasheni v'omar, the second child says, Ani karisi ayayim, I learned today, ubezeh ha-pasuk omadeti mi beis ha-sefer. And it's at this Pasuk that we stopped, right before we left from school. As rat yenem togelen et andere psukim, that he learned more that day. Now, this is where they stopped. Isn't it move on? So the question here is, does that mean that the first child that doesn't give this introduction, so he only learned one pasuk that day in yeshiva? Just the pasuk of Altira? Gimel, the third diak here in the story, if, as we said before, as the commentaries say about the story here, that Mordechai accepted this as a message and as a prophecy. Why does he use the expression that he's excited and happy for the good news that he heard here? Why doesn't he use a term that there was a good prophecy here or something similar? So there's something here about the fact that this is dafke a besura teiva that he hears and what the children are saying. Additionally, there's another thing that we have to clarify over here regarding this story. As it's related in the Medrash, is this man hamu'ura anal geven, when did this happen? Bald nachdem v'yezene gechasmet geworden, the igris ha-gzeire. Immediately after, the gzeire, the decrees with the signatures that were given for this decree, for the letters, happened. Unshoim demult is by Mordechai given a simcha gedayla from the besura teiva. And right then, and when he encountered, he met these children and he heard from them this prophecy, he already was extremely joyous for this good news. As is nitovas moiritzavim for Haman's etzera. There's nothing to be afraid of Haman's bad plans. If so, the question is, for was is noch denn gewähnt der ganze Sturm von Vayilbash, sag ve efe geime, Vayizag, zocke gedeilo mara. After this, we see that Mordechai kicks up a big storm amongst the Yidden. He puts on a sackcloth and he screams and cries out to Hashem bitterly. Und die Ribbi praten, was Mordechai hat getan und angesagt Esther in Zetan and also all the other things and many details that Mordechai tells Esther to do. Wie die zählt in der Megillah, as the Megillah tells us in the story. Why after Mordechai had a clear, open message and prophecy from these children, does everything after that, is it all necessary? Von dem allem ist Mashma, so from this all it seems to be clear. As Mordechai hat den Psyklip Sekecha von die Tanaikis nicht angenommen als seine Wohen Mamisch. He didn't accept the words that the children said here through these psukim as an absolute prophecy. It's rare to verstehen. So if so, what we need to understand here is leidachis. On the other hand, favos sochak v'hoya sameach simcha gedela. If he didn't accept it as an open prophecy here, so then why was he so happy with such a great joy by hearing the psukim that the children learned? What message did he hear here, if not prophecy, that he was so excited? So the point to explain this story is, let's first introduce and understand better what it is that brought to this entire decree against Yidden. As the Gzeire is given, Lahashmid, Larig, Ula'abed, Eskola Yehudim, Minar, Vatzok, and Tafanoshim, to God forbid, wipe out and to kill all of the Jews from young to old, children, women. Ubenegeya, the Siboy of the Gzeire is as, so when it comes to explaining the cause for such a decree to happen, so we have Aleph v'detailed in the Megillah as the story in Megillah unfolds. Umbeis alpi medrash chazal, and then what it says in Medrash about what was the real cause behind this. In the Megillah v'detailed and the psukim of the Megillah tells us as das hatzachongoyim from them was kolavde amelach goyme kairim u'mishtachvim lahaman goyme. All the servants of the king bow down to Haman. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachve. Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman, and then vayimali Haman chema. Haman became very mad. And he didn't want to just kill Mordechai himself because he realized that Mordechai is just a representative of the nation that he belongs to. And Haman desired to, God forbid, wipe out all of the Jews, the nation that Mordechai belongs to. So what this means is, as b'shas Haman hot choyki v'doyrish given, favos Mordechai buktzich nitzuim, when Haman interrogated this matter. And what happened here? Why isn't Mordechai buying down to him? Und er hat es gefunden, als das ist nicht so lieb Mordechai's Eigenschaften als a Prater. This is not based on Mordechai and what he has, who he is as an individual. Zayindig von der Rashi Sanhedrin und der Manig bei Yidin v'chulu, the stature, the level, the prominence that he was in the Sanhedrin and a leader of the Yidin. Na regide lo yisam Mordechai, asher hu Yehudi. Rather the fact that he belongs to the nation of Yidin, that he's a Yehudi. As das ist der Fall, was seiendig a Yid, gläubt er, nor in dem Eivischen, being a Yid, he believes only in Hashem, und is käufe b'chol avide Zare, he denies any other avide Zare. Jede Sach, was halt sich für a Metzies, or anything that considers itself to be an entity for itself, that's the reason why he's not buying down to Haman. Das hat bei Hamanin a reis gerufen, greis kas, vay imala Haman chema. This is what filled Haman with anger. Und wie bald, als das, was Mordechai, lo yichre v'lo yishtachve, is the far val hu Yehudi, so being that the fact that he didn't bow down was because he's a Yid, is v'yizev b'einav v'shloach yad b'mordechai levadai, he didn't want to just chas v'sholom kill Mordechai himself. Wie bald, als die Sibbe, was Mordechai buktzich nit, is die nukudas ha-yahadus, v'lich is faran b'yali Yidin, minar v'adzok in tafenoshen. The reason Mordechai doesn't bow down to him is because of that pintel Yid. The point, the deep point of the connection to Hashem that every single Yid possesses in his heart, young and old, child, women, everyone. Neint es doch, as nit no Mordechai. So that means that not only Mordechai, no the ganze Am Mordechai, anerkennt nit sein Metzies. They don't recognize that he is an important, an entity. Und ab Pschitte, nit zu bucken sich zu ihm. And most definitely not to bow down to him. Hat er gesucht, a weg, la haschmir des kolle Yehudim. So that's why Haman was looking for a way how to get rid of the Yidden that have the Nekudas HaYahadus, the Pintel Yid that's standing in his way to present himself to people as a idol that people worship and bow to him. That's a simple story in the Megillah. Now, the Rebbe continues, what does it say in Chazal about the background of how the Eibishta allows such a decree to come upon Yidden? Wie kommt es aber, als Haman hat gekannt bringen, als er gesehen auf Yidden? How is it possible that Haman had the power to bring such a decree upon Yidden? Zene chazal mevaye. So chazal explain, as the sibbe ruchnis is given mipne shishtach vule tzelem. Because there was a time period before when Yidden had bowed down to a tzelem, to an avodah zarah. Vibalt as by Yidden is given azah po'ule and tnua. Since by the Yidden there was such an action, a movement physically, a full of employees l'uponim. B'loy lev alev klal. Even if it was just externally, not, God forbid, in their heart that they believed in this. Was his hepech von den akudas ayahadas, which expressed something the opposite of what that pintel yid inside of them is, and therefore it affects the very connection that the essence of the yid has in it, connected to Hashem. So automatically the result was this brought a decree to completely annihilate yidden, God forbid. Weil die ganze Metzies und Kiem von Jiden ist sehr verbunden mit dem Eibischen. The entire existence of Jiden in this world is only possible because of their very deep connection that they have to Hashem. So as soon as Jiden acted in a way that rejected that Nekudas Ayahados, even if it was just externally, so they became exposed to the elements of nature and to the powers of the nations in the world then, and Haman was able to bring such a decree upon Jiden. Und das gegeben Mordechai's Deige, so this was Mordechai's worry, bis as vayil bash sak veifa geime, vayizak zoke gedeilo mora, that Mordechai dresses in sackcloth and he screamed bitterly about this gzeide here. Vore Mordechai yoda es kol ha-shanasa, when as it says in the Megillah, Mordechai knew everything that happened here, what did he really know? Er had gewoz di sibbe, was had gebracht die gzeide. He understood what was the cause that brought about this decree. Is given da gosoi, so therefore his worry was, Tomer is by zay der shtachvel letzalem given in an inyan von avodah zarah chas v'shalom. This that they bow down to the tzelem in the time before, maybe this was some level of an act of serving, bowing down to avodah zarah, God forbid. When afil as der shtachvel is blois lepon, and even if this that they bowed is just externally, nor b'chitzaynius, weiss es doch aber, as in ukudis, hayahadis, v'amune, is by zay nit begoli. But what that means is that pintel yid that believes in Hashem unconditionally is not fully expressed. And das wohl bazei gewen begolui, because if it was fully expressed, wohl das gepeilt, it would have an impact, shlo yuchlu yigu afile belovushov shem achshove dibru maise shel amunas Hashem echad, that there would be nothing in even their external behavior, whether thought, speech, or action, that should be counter to their true belief that they have in the one Hashem. Und bazei wohl gewen, and therefore what they would have expressed even externally and physically, limsoi nafshei, to be ready to give their life to die, afilish leilaseis rakeiz a meisel levad neged amunas Hashem echad, not even to do an action physically against the oneness of Hashem, kagoyim leshtachvus lavedizare, to bow down to avedizare, af she'ene maimen bo klal beliboy, even when one doesn't believe it in this at all in his heart. That's what the pintel yid, the neshama demands of a yid, even externally. So the fact that the yidden didn't express this externally means that the revelation of who they really are, their real identity, the Nekudas Ayahadis, was not there. This is a quote here from Tanya in Perek Yotes. It's because the true desire of a yid, to always be one with Hashem, he yireya umefachedes, is afraid, betiva, naturally, minigoya b'ktzei tumas avodah zarah chas v'shalom, to touch anything that's even a drop of avodah zarah, God forbid, shu neged amunas Hashem echad, which is against our belief in the one Hashem, afilu b'lufusha chitzaynim, even with the external garments of the soul, shem dibur oymaise, whether in speech or even in action, b'li amunah b'leiv klal, even without any belief in this, in heart at all. Ribber had Mordechai givos, after Mordechai was worried about this, and he knew the history behind the gzeide, spiritually, what happened here. So Mordechai knew as the veg zum bittel gzeide is durch ma'ere sein bei jeden de nekuda sa'yadus as yizol reiz kum begili. That the only way to nullify this decree is to bring out again that pintel yid that the yidden have their belief in Hashem that it should be fully expressed in their life. As yitchuna von am Mordechai, the characteristic of the nation of Mordechai, as lo yichra v'lo yishtachve, that they do not bow down, tavid ezare, zol durich nemen ale levushi ha-nefesh v'machshav v'dibur ha-maise, that this should permeate all of the garments of the soul in thought, speech, and action, v'yitzu mesiris nefesh l'kiddush Hashem b'poel mamesh, to the point of being ready to sacrifice one's life, to sanctify Hashem's name, physically, literally. This is the background and the story over here about the gzeira, that this is all about, it's all revolving around the Nekudas Hayadis, the Pintaliyid that disturbed Haman, and Mordechai being concerned about the fact that from a time before, the Pintaliyid, we saw that it wasn't fully expressed properly, and therefore Mordechai understood that the only way to nullify the decree is by bringing it out fully. Now, and here we come back to the story with Mordechai and the children. So now, when Mordechai heard from the children that were coming out of school, he heard from them that they learned psukim and they're telling him psukim that express their belief and their trust in Hashem. So Mordechai knew as Yidden will beistehen den Nesoyen und will sein great of Mesiris Nefesh. Yidden will withstand here this test and they will be ready to die for the Abishah's sake. And therefore, Sochak v'yesameach simcha gedoyle. This was his great joy here. Was is nita v'sumayrabim for them eitzah hara shi'atzta aleinu. There's nothing to be concerned about the bad plan that Haman devised against Yidden or Kudla Kamon, as will be explained soon in detail. That was what Mordechai heard here from the children, the power of Yidden, that the Pintel Yid is being expressed. And when he heard this good news, is the Noach, after this, Vayikra, Mordechai's begodov, Vayilbash sak ve'efer, so he tears his clothing, and puts on sack clothing, Vayetze b'soy chayir, Vayizak zoka gdoyla umara, and he screams bitterly, U'b'chol medina medina goyme, evil godla yehudim, u'b'tzayim u'b'chi u'mispeid, the Yidin were mourning, and they were crying, and doing tshuva. Kidei, what was this all done for? Tzim o'erizayin, and arayz brengim begiloy, dinu kudis hayahadus, und the great kite of Mesiris Nefesh v'poil. This is in order to actually bring out and develop, to express, that the Yidden should express that Pintel Yid that they have in them, that readiness to be dedicated to Hashem and to fight, and not to, chas v'shalom, bow down to Haman or to anything that he demands. The actual Mesiris Nefesh. So Mordechai didn't hear a nevuah here, that's the point. He heard and saw that what the children are learning in school, that their amunah and betochen is b'shleimus, is very strong. That was the good news, and that was the simcha, that he heard that the nekudas hayahadis of Yidden is beginning to come out. And therefore, Mordechai went and continued to even inspire Yidden further to express their nekudas hayahadis by doing tshuva and so on. That's the explanation here of the story. Now we get here to the details of what the three children said, the three different psukim, and in the order the way they said it. The chiluk and imteichim from the dry psukim. What is the difference of the content that is being said in these three psukim? The pasuk al tira mi pachad pisay mu mishayes hasham kisavay, where the pasuk says, don't be afraid of a sudden terror or of the destruction that may come from the shayim. Ret vegan apachad unatzara gluya speaks about something that is open and a revealed pachad, a tzara, a fear, a terror that comes to Yidden. Umizokti of them al tira. And the pasuk here is saying, don't fear this. Unken asbara. And the pasuk doesn't give any explanation why not. That's the first pasuk. In the pasuk utzu etzu v'sufa, the pasuk that says that they devise plans and the Eibishter destroys it. Dabru dava, they speak v'lo yokum, and it will not come to be. Ratzich nedvegen ab bepoil de getzara. So here in this pasuk it doesn't mention about any actual tzara that's coming. Nor vegen an eitze und davar oif brengen a tzara. Rather it speaks about plans or words that may lead to a tzara. O mezaknit nor as evelm batel veren. And here in this pasuk it doesn't just simply say that this will be nullified. Nor echa azbara v'tam. In this pasuk it gives an explanation. Ki imanu keil. Because Hashem is with us and therefore Hashem takes care of us. In imditten pasuk, then in the third pasuk, Vatziknani hu, Vatsevani Ezboil, till your old age, Hashem says, I am here with you until your very old age. Hashem says, I'll carry you, I'll take care of you. Aniasisi, Vaniyasa, Vaniyaspo, Vamalit, I have created you, I will carry you, and I will take care of you, and I will save you. Retzich, Ibahoipnit wegen Atzara. In this pasuk, it doesn't speak at all about any kind of Tzara at all. Nit begilui, unit bachana, not regarding an actual Tzara coming, and not even about any plans that can lead to it. Nor wegen Zikna und Seva. Just speaks about old or very old age. These are natural changes in a person's life and creation. That Hashem created. And here the pasuk says, not simply that Hashem says, I am here with you, and I will take care of you. Hashem says, I make you and I will carry you. The pasuk here uses much stronger terms to describe and explain what it is that we can rely on Hashem regarding these elements of nature or facts of nature in a person's life. That's the observation here, if you take a look here, and the difference between the three psukim. In Toich and Anyan and Beruchni, so not to understand the difference in the content of what these three psukim represent on a spiritual level, Weisen, the drei psukim, of drei tnuis and madreges, these three psukim over here indicate three different levels in them oifen von amune und betachen in the Meibishen, and to the degree of the belief and trust in Hashem, was brengen a reis to Mesiris Nefesh von a Yidin for the Meibishen, which expresses the Yidin's readiness for self-sacrifice for Hashem. So in the first pasuk, this is mentioned first, even though it's later on, it's only in Mishle, but this pasuk is the first level. And what does it say here? Al tira mipachat pisayim umishayes tesham kisavi, not to be afraid of an actual tzara that's coming, and it doesn't give an explanation. Mitzad amunah betochen in the meibishin, the first step that's there in the essence of the heart of a yid, because of the belief and the trust that he has naturally to Hashem, is chotch as al piteva, bafalt a mention a meire by a plutzendigen onkum von a pachad and shayes rishon. Naturally, a person gets very startled and very afraid of a sudden danger, a sudden destruction that's coming about from the shayim. Is aber by a maimen, by a yidin, by a believer, by a yid, which is a believer, nitodi meire. He has no fear at all. And a darf nitodin ken as bod of a tamd of them. He doesn't need any explanation for why not to be afraid. B'tivoy is ein gefil, naturally, the yid has the feeling, al derech mayim razal, like with the expression that it says in the Gemara, kol ma da'ovad rachmona letav ovad. Whatever Hashem does is only for the good. So if it's Hashem that's orchestrating all of this, I'm in the hands of Hashem. So he doesn't need any explanation of why not to be afraid, because there's no one that has control over a yid. That's the natural, instinctive feeling of the yid, the natural amunah and betochen in Hashem. This is the first step. This is the first level in the first pasuk. A starker oifen von amune, then an even stronger level of amune, as utzu eitza v'sufar, that the plans, the Eibishter destroys their plans, and davru dava v'lo yakum, and the words that they speak will not come to be. So over here, this is a stronger level of amune, because nit blois hotanit kein meire. Here, not only is he not afraid, nor by imis bevados as tufar unlo yakum. Over here, he has the absolute certainty that whatever plans there are will actually be completely destroyed. Not only that he feels safe because whatever comes is latav, it's for the good, it's because it's coming from Hashem and no one has a control over a yid, but furthermore, he knows that Hashem will actually take care and make it, that it should be open and revealed good. Hashem will take care of him. On the hasbara, on tam sichli, and here this is already where the person brings it down deeper. It's not just something that is instinctive from his neshama that he believes, but he's able to bring it into his metzias to understand and explain this by him is bevados, because he has it explained in his mind, and it's certain by him, ki imanu keil, that Hashem is with us. That's the second level. Then l'mayla mizeh, even furthermore, in a higher level of emunah in Hashem, is their opleg, it's when a person has it so clear in his mind, as vatzikna ani hu, vatzeva ani espo, that in a person's age, an old, very old age, Hashem will carry him and take care of him. Which means, oich di chukais v'inyone yateva, all laws or matters of nature, was der Eibishter hat keveh gewen in de bria, that Hashem himself established in creation, have absolutely no control over a yid, and therefore he doesn't at all get excited or affected by what goes on in nature. And over here, because this is a deeper level of amunah, which relates to anything that goes on in a person's life from nature and the world, so here there's an additional explanation that the yid feels how much Hashem is in control of him and everything. Not only that Hashem is with us, not as Anias Sisi, Hashem creates everything. Gubimela Aniasa Vaniaspa Vamalat. Hashem carries and Hashem takes care of a person and saves him from all the elements of nature, whatever it may be. So those are the three levels of the Amunah that is expressed here in the three psukim that his children said. So therefore it's brought in this order, from the basic and most intrinsic and deep level of Amunah to then understanding it and having the certainty even with a Hezber al Pisechol, and even more so as it applies to anything that may happen to a person in the nature of the world. So das an euch drei madrege zule mailen mezu und de ginnig we weis seife von de tinoike shol bisraben. So these are the three levels, one higher than the other, in the education of these children coming from cheder, coming from school, that Mordechai heard. By dem ersten kind, the first child, atinik betchilas chinuchoi, the fact that he's the first, this indicates that this is a child that's a beginner, in the beginning of his education. Is as an eifen from psuk psukecha. So here This is one pasuk that he says, meaning, mer von dem hat er noch nicht gelernt. He's a beginner. This is the level that he's on. At this pasuk, what it says here in this pasuk, the basic emunah that every yid intrinsically has, doesn't need any explanations. Aber afile eide, er ist shaykh zu verstehen mit sein Seichel, but even this beginner, this child, even before he has the capacity to understand and explain it logically and with certainty, darf bim sein bepashtus. Nevertheless, even by this child, it's obvious and it's simple, upgepaskind, it's very clear, as al tira mipachat pislam and mishayis tashan kisavei, that there's nothing to be afraid of any destruction that comes from the shayim without any explanation. It's just natural to a yid to believe in Hashem. And then the second child, when a child grows older and learned more, so here the Medr says that the child introduces and says, "Ani kerisi ayayim, I learned in cheder today more." Ubezeh pasuk amadati. It's in this at this pasuk that we stopped. Erechen alein galerent. This child already learned more. Ereshayach to eigenim fashtan. He's saying that I can already read and understand on my own. So with such a child, you learn a pasuk that expresses a deeper level of amunah and trust in Hashem, mit gewisskeit and with certainty that he could. It's so certain by him that he could explain it even logically. That Hashem destroys all the plans being devised, and davar davar v'layakim, and one of the words will stand. And the explanation as well, that Hashem is with us. This is already a deeper level of a child that's learning more and can understand. And then the third child, that already matured even more in his understanding and his way he takes things. In so by him, you can learn and teach him and ingrain in him the understanding. As a yid is Paul a filler from the agbalas v'chukia teva, that a yid does not get at all affected by any limitations or laws of nature, was the rebbe shot by bashafen that Hashem has created. With the ganza asbara was some pasuk, and with all the details that the pasuk says, ani asisi v'aniyasa v'aniyaspa v'amalet, relating to age, old age, things that are just in nature. Those are the three psukim that Mardukhai heard from the children that expressed their Yiddishkeit, their Nekudas HaYahados, and that's what was the excitement of Mardukhai. Now, furthermore, the Rebbe says, what we see here, the Medrash says is, B'shas Mardukhai et keherti psukim from the kinder be'ei shayubayim yibes ha-sefer. When Mardukhai hears the psukim that these children are telling him, and when were they telling it to him? When they came out, they were coming out of their school. Which means as follows: Zeichinuch is ba'ifin. They are being educated in such a manner as nit nor zayindik in beis ha'sefer. The vekman and zay umelan zay amuna mesidis nefesh al tira. That it's not only while they're in school in that kind of environment of learning that over there they're being inspired with this belief and the self sacrifice not to be afraid. On asol ba'im zayin obgalekt oich b'seichel v'regesh. And furthermore, by the children that are more mature to even have this. To be understood in their logic and with their feelings. But the point of it here is that they take this along with them even after they come out of the school. Kumadix is their heiser, coming back home to their homes. And even here, they bring this attitude and this certainty and this amunah with them. And therefore, sachak v'hoya sameach simcha gedayla. This was the source of the great joy of Mordechai. From the psukim, from the tinoikes at the gezen, from the psukim that these children were saying, Mardukhai saw as by yidden is ganz the nekudas hayadus by all yidden, that the pintul yid is whole by all yidden and by everybody. Obimele as a fila divas bazei is noch nit begiloi. Therefore, even by those that it has not yet been expressed, well, ot di tinoikes das bazei mo eidesein um megalasein kumadig mebesa seifil lebesam. These children. Coming from school, even out of school, with this kind of message and certainty, and amunah will bring this into the homes of their parents and to all Yidden. That was the simcha of Mardukhai. Das is oich the diak haloshim from Mardukhai. Now we understand the precise words that Mardukhai actually says. As in simcha is from the psuris tovisha besruni, that it's the good news that he heard here and what the children said. Shaleafachid min ha'etza ara sheyatzta aleinu, that I should not be afraid from the bad plans that Haman devised against the Yidden. Which means, the diburim atzmam for the tinaikis, zene di besuris tayvish besruni. The very fact that the children are saying this psukim And he sees what kind of education they are getting. And the pintle that he hears coming out in the very psukim that they're saying right now. This itself is the good news. As by Yidden is ganz, that by Yidden it's whole, und wird sein ganz, and it will continue to be all the nekudas, hayahadas, or mesiris nefesh, was is mevatel gzeiris hamon, shaleya fachet cholo. The pintle that Yidden are ready for mesiris nefesh, and this is going to nullify Haman's decree, and therefore, Mordechai says, I will not be afraid. This is what got to Haman, and this is why he was so angry. That he wanted to reach and touch his children before everyone else. In the Tinaikis, at the Gezend and Hemshech, it's in these children that he saw the continuation of Klal Yisrael. And they are actually the cause from the Mloyichra Velo Yishtachva for him, why Yidden are not going to bow down to him. Or any other idols. So Haman identified what's the source of the strength of the Yidden, the Nekudas HaYahadis, which is being expressed in the education of the little children. And that's what Haman said he wants to attack first. That's the explanation of this story on a deeper level to understand what exactly was the great simcha of Mordechai in what he heard. Api anal kumtzu atesus hasbore in the Maimer Azala Yidua of Kimu v'kibla Yudim. This gives us an additional explanation on the understanding and what it says in the Gemara regarding the pasuk in the Megillah where it says that the Yidden fulfilled and they accepted. So what does it mean, this double expression here? Kimo mashakiblu kfar. So the Gemara darshan is that the Yidden now fully fulfilled this that they accepted before at Matan Torah, and then by Matan Torah, when Yidden accepted the Torah, the acceptance wasn't full and complete, and now Yidden fulfilled and fully accepted even more than before. And what this means is, and as bePurim is batel gevorden de midah rabbeloi raisa, that in Purim, the big notification, so to speak, about this, that Yidden received the Torah by Matan Torah, and it was a result of kapaleim har kegigis, that it was sort of by force, where the mountain was lifted up over their head. And now, v'hodah kebluah b'mei Achashverosh, here in the time of the story of Achashverosh, Yidden accepted it again. And here in this case, Yidden willingly, and with Mesiris Nefesh, accepted the Torah again. And v'chsidis is mevayed in Pasik, similar chsidis explains also the Pasik that says, v'kibbala Yehudim, es ha-shaychelu lasis, the Yidden accepted this that they had begun to fulfill, as v'matan Torah is given, nor the eschala. Matan Torah, their acceptance of the Torah was only a beginning. Valdemolt is the Mesiris Nefesh when Yidden of Kabbalah Satorah. Then, when Yidden accepted the Torah, das was sikdimu nasa l'nishma, the fact that Yidden accepted when they said nasa v'nishma, gekume mitzad l'mailo. This was because of, from above, by force from above, kofa leim har kegigis, because of the mountain that was placed over their head. Or as Chassidus explains, this refers to the tremendous love that Hashem expressed to Yidden, that they couldn't refuse accepting the Torah. So this is as a result of a revelation from above. Aber bimei Purim is given v'kibbala Yehudim akabala gemura. Now, when the Yidden accepted the Torah with a full acceptance, durch demesiris nefesh from kol Yisrael mi'atzmam, through the Yidden on their own, expressing and bringing out their own self-sacrifice, the Riber is dan given the gemara shlemis akabalas ha-Torah. This is the completion and the full acceptance of the Torah. So here we can see, based on the story that Mordechai had with the children, we can see how the story here and the acceptance of Yidden by Purim is the completion of the way the acceptance began at the time of Matan Torah. Just like it was at the beginning, when Yidden began to accept and fulfill that Matan Torah. It's all in the merit and of the guarantee that there is from the children. Baneinu Erev Maisano, as it says in the Medrash, that it's the children that are the guarantors for Yidden, that the Torah will continue to the next generation. Hadan, the Rebbe gegeben the Torah to Yidden, and therefore Hashem gives Yidden the Torah at that time. Al derech zeh is given in Zman from v'kibbala Yehudim b'mei Achashverosh. Similar also was this, that Yidden accepted the Torah again in the times of Achashverosh. As the Kabbalah Gemurah hat sich aufgetan mitzad arvos von den Kinder. The absolute acceptance that Yidden expressed in this time was also accomplished by the children, by the guarantee of the children. As mentioned in the story of the Medrash, the children that came out of the school, and generally, as the Medrash tells us, that there were the 22,000 children, which Mordechai gathered, gelernt mit zeh, and he learnt with them, eingepflanzten zeh mesiris nefesh, begolui ubepoyel, v'chazal detzelen baruchah. And he ingrained in them that it should have mesiris nefesh, should be revealed, and to be ready in actuality to give their life up for Hashem. This is the children that were the ones that are the guarantee and inspire the whole Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah on a whole different level. And just like what was the accomplishment of Purim in contrast to Matan Torah, consists of the fact was by Matan Torah is the Mesilis Nefesh from Yidden given beikir bekoyach. Then the Yidden accepted the Torah and they accepted to fulfill what it says in the Torah with self-sacrifice, but this was only on a level of potential. They weren't in a situation where their lives were actually in danger. Mitzad zeh neshama, and this is the power of Mesilis Nefesh that comes from the neshama, umitzad lamayla, and because of the revelation that there was from above. But in Purim, over here, the Mesilis Nefesh that was expressed was a Mesilis Nefesh here, in this world, in actuality, where their lives were actually in danger. And this was expressed as they are here in their physical bodies, and it came from them, from their own, where they developed and expressed and brought out their Mesilis Nefesh.
The same is also with the children that are the guarantors. As be put in, is das given nit blois bekayach umitzad amiras haovis.
That here by the children, it wasn't just because potentially every child is a Yiddish child that has the potential for Mesilis Nefesh, and it wasn't only what their fathers told them. No, das etzach oizkedrik bepoyo by the bonim gufe kanal. But rather, this was expressed by the children themselves. They were leaving their schools and they went into the homes of their parents, and they're the ones that inspired their parents. And it's because of this that in the Gzeira and in the Ness of Purim, Yidden's Mesilis Nefesh was the absolute acceptance of Yidden of the Torah again. From this, the Rebbe takes a very important lesson for all generations. From them, hotmen di hayra l'chol ha'deiros. So from this, we have the lesson for all generations. Ubefraten dem dorad ikvisu de Mashiach, especially for our generation, the moments before Mashiach comes. When it is noch avdei achashverish, while we're still slaves of achashverish. B'shast mevul vissen dem matzav and dem osid from dem yiddishen folk. If you want to know the condition and the future of the Jewish nation, darf mezem was es tutzach mit di tinoikis. You have to see what's going on with the children. And look, what are they saying? And what are they involved in? And what are they bringing along with them when they come out of the school? When they come home? In klare Werte meint das, in very clear and simple words, it means as follows. The education of the children has to be, as explained before, as von zeh de frieste kinderische Jahren, from the earliest child ages of a child. Noch eides ist eine Scheich zu verstehen an ihnen sichtli. Even before you can explain a child and he can understand something logically, you need to educate them and ingrain in them, in them up like the that it should be resonated, it should be clear and simple to them, as his own for Canaan it might have. That there's nobody to be afraid of. Nor blois for the Mabishna lane. The only one that they have to have an awe, a level of yira, fear and awe from, is Hashem himself. Und wie der Vater von Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Eliezer, hat angesagt dem Baal Shem Tov, wenn er ist alt gewesen, 5 Jahre, as a famous story of the Baal Shem Tov before his father passed away, Rabbi Eliezer, he told his son, the Baal Shem Tov, when he was yet a child of 5 years old, so es verkeinem und verkein Sache auf dem Welt mit Meir haben, from nobody or from anything in the world, he should not have any fear at all, mehr nicht für Gott allein, only for Hashem alone. Und wenn sie werden älter, und seine Scheich zu verstehen, and then when the child grows older and he's able to understand, then you take him to the next level and you teach him the second point, zu verstehen, as utzu eitzo v'sufer goymer, ki imonu keil, that Hashem will actually destroy their plans. And Hashem is always with us. Und danach den dritten Minion, Kanal, Bepratius, and then the third point is explained before in detail how it applies to the concept or the existence of nature altogether. In order that this should be something that resonates with them properly, that this should be the children's pasuk, is nit maspik lernen bloiz di psukim in Torah shebichsav. It's not enough when you teach just the psukim.
in the Chumash or Nach, nor bedarf ze lernen um mazbe sein nukudes lak upon him fun de biurim in teirish bal pe bechlal und in teirish achsidus befrat. You have to also give them the explanations that Chazal teach us in teirish bal pe in general, and more specifically the explanations that it says in chsidus that will develop and inspire the children to see the Yiddishkeit, the nukudes hayahados, the emuna that it will be strengthened through these psukim. Und beschaas, die jüdische Kinder nehmen mit. And now, when the jüdische, the children, they take along with them. Und leben mit der Teichung von die Psukim. And they live with the content of the Psukim. Euch arreisgehen, die kundreisen von Beis HaSefer, even after they leave the school. Und bringen es mit sich in Zera Heiser. And they bring it along into their homes. Es geschehe, wie das ist gewähm, bei Yom HaMahem. That's just like it was in those times. Also wird es sein, bis man azeh, the same will be also in our times as well. Das wird versichern dem Kiem und Hemmschach von Teire bi Yisrael. This will guarantee the continued lasting of Teire de bi amongst Yidden. Und es wird nicht sein, was meure zu haben. For kin shom dove boilam. And there'll be nothing to be afraid of anything in the world. Warum mi pi eilalim vi yoinkim yisadeta ois. From the very little children, from the youngest age, you have a foundation of strength. La hashpis oyevu misnakim. To wipe out, to get rid of any enemy and anyone that's seeking to take revenge of Yidden. Und es wird mekoyen. And then it will be fulfilled, der veheshiv levavis albanim. That the hearts of the parents will be returned. And albanim means al yidei banim, through the children. Ven hinei aneichi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu Anavi. When Hashem sends us Eliyahu Anavi, which yoyim al albanim, derech ave veratzen. He will tell the children in a loving manner, luchu v'dibru al aviseichem lecha es bedarkei amokim. Go and persuade your parents to hold on to the ways of Hashem. When it's come, the Yoyim Hashem, Hagadol V'Anoira, and Eliyahu Anavi gives us the good news about the great and awesome day that's going to come. Mismach, Geula, L'Geula, we come from the redemption of Purim to the ultimate redemption. Yoyim, Geula, Mitzvah Shleima, the day of the ultimate redemption, Al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bekorev Mamish.